Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and welcome to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. This is Erin Green sitting in for Mr. Newry this week, and there you heard it. That is what inspired this whole discussion, because look here, when that song break and that come on, especially if I abroad, I start dancing, buddy. I start carrying on bad, and I thought, listen, you reach that age where you need to know what you're carrying on bad to in the road. You need to know what you responding to, right? And I say, no, I ain't gonna never stop singing that, so I need to know what it means. And I think we should all be exploring our culture in that way. I got another song we're going to play soon. I see you, callers. Give me a second. I have a post, Mr. Scavella. Well, in fact, let me reintroduce you. This is Mr. Link Scavella, former leader of the BEMU.
Former secretary.
Former secretary of the Bahamas Entertainers and Musicians Union. And we are expanding our conversation from last week with Veronica Bishop, Priscilla Rollins, and Johnny Cake about the music industry and about the business of making and performing music. And so, okay, let's get to the phone line, and then we're going to get to this text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning to all.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I've always thought about music in the Bahamas and why it's not thriving around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like it is in Jamaica, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, my view is that the thing that drives the Jamaican music around the world, Manning said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the person that did it was Bob Marley. And
yeah.
The thing about Bob Marley was that it was about redemption.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? It was not the dance hall, you know, or the political satire that our musicians, you know, play.
Yes.
You know, and then that drove the beat.
Yes.
You know, I have a brother that played with Jay Mitchell with numerous, you know, Bahamian musician. Popular ones, he played jazz in the Nassau Beach Hotel. He played in the Dirty Dicks. You know, he played in Freeport and Princess Towers and the like.
Yes.
You know, and you know what he said to me? He's in New York now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said to me that the tourists, you know, after being in New York, he said to me that the tourists in New York, they used to be laughing at our music.
Mm-hmm.
In that the quality of it, the lines and spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You see the thing with this being in media and the like, right? They like to listen to the status quo.
Ah, thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing this morning. But I tell you what, sir, Mr. Scavello, we need a music academy.
Yeah.
Right? The business, teaching the music, how to make music, teaching the business of performance and being an artist. And then a space for conversations like these.
Yes, indeed.
right? Where someone who isn't necessarily a musician but grew up in the music industry because of their relationship with musicians who can share so much for younger Bahamians. Let's see, we got one more call on the line. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you, how are you?
Good. Listen, I would like to see, especially the Fitz Fry and like Long Wharf and Porter Ski Dog, where our music is, it's mandatory that you play our music and no other music. Because a lot of the Bahamians, the young generation come from, don't know anything about our music, you know.
Right.
And if we don't play it, they're not going to know. That's why they don't request it or anything. They rather request JC or some shoot 'em up fellow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the Fish Fry especially.
Yes.
I hate reggae music playing so loud and all the gunshot going off and things, and they call that music. If we don't put things in place and demand that it's done, it's never going to be. We'll have every culture in here except our own.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to make a... And here's what it is. When you make a permanent space for Bahamian music, you don't exclude other forms of music. Because in that space, you're giving artists to expand what it is they think it means to be Bahamian. And what you will see is a fusion. You know, but you have to entrench the Bahamian space in the middle. It has to be entrenched. I say, good morning, caller. We're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. God mentioned about Just Get Paid, right?
If
you Google, what did Keith Sweat say about Johnny Camp? Keith Sweat wrote the song and gave it to Johnny Camp, but they didn't give him the credit when he came back off tour. So he went back and made them put his name on that. So he wrote that, Keith Sweat. Get about the ball, man.
Oh, no, wait, pause. Keith Sweat.
Yeah, he wrote that.
I was having a...
And he said he saw Johnny Cab walking out the road in the States.
Uh-huh.
Gave him the song to sing. But in the credits, didn't put Keith Sweat's name down.
Okay.
He was highly upset. Because he knew back in the future, he wouldn't get paid whenever that song is played.
Yeah.
And getting back to Bob Marley, right? Bob Marley was wanted to play music. But what a guy named Blackwell... Blackwell made plenty of money off of Bob Marley.
Yeah.
I think he owned the car, but he did. What's up the name? What is the name? Blackwell.
Oh, you mean the studio? Was it Compass Point Studios?
Yeah, he owned it.
Chris Blackwell.
Songs. I think we'd have him in court right now to this day trying to get some money back.
But wow.
I think Blackwell.
Yes, Chris Blackwell. Compass Point
Chris
Studios,
Blackwell,
I think.
With money behind Bob Marley. And he was smart. So he knew to put these songs in his name. Because Bob Marley just want to tour and have fun. He don't care about the money part. He don't care about the money part yet. When you get old, you can need the money. So our young people ain't concerned about the financial part of what are they doing.
Well, I have a feeling what it is is they just want to get exposed in hopes of getting out of here.
And if you meet the wrong person, they would own you.
Yeah, they'd be taking advantage of. Thank you very much.
Well, you must hire you a lawyer to protect your rights at all times.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much for that contribution. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to the great Link Scavallo.
Good morning.
Just wanted to say one very quick thing here, Aaron.
Yeah.
And the previous caller was on to something, and that is the... You know, the culture. When you don't know your culture, then how could you promote your culture?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was speaking about the music out there, for instance, Fish Fry. When you go to Jamaica, the first thing you walk through Michael Manley Airport, trust me, is reggae. You don't hear no other music. When you go through Jamaica, even in Kingston, most of the music you hear is reggae. You don't hear other people's music. I understand what that caller has said. There are certain places that the Bahamian music must be played, and it must take dominance over every other music, but hardly here. This is why our kids have issues with identity, because they have identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
They can't identify with what it is to be a Bahamian other than calling themselves a Bahamian.
Yes.
You know, when are we going to instill these values on why we are Bahamian? Right down to what I said the other day on the radio, what is the motto? What is a Bahamian? Why do we refer ourselves as a Bahamian and what makes up a Bahamian. And I can tell you, even adults up to this day cannot answer those questions sufficiently. You know, we really need to do a better job with identifying ourselves and also holding our culture, not other people's culture. Thanks for taking my call.
No, man, absolutely. If I could just sort of respond to that quickly, it's a cultural imperialism, right? And often we think, oh, it is Jamaica that is concerned. That's not necessarily what's happening. There's a global North cultural imperialism. And it's those global North voices that tell us that Jamaica is the coolest Caribbean identity that there is. And then we move to that Jamaican identity, right? As Carnival becomes more popular, the global North voice and gaze tells us that Trinidad Carnival, Trinidad is the coolest Caribbean identity that there is, right? And then we tend to trend that way versus examining the ways that Jamaica and the Bahamas are the same. And then when you see the ways that we're different, you begin to appreciate yourself more.
I agree.
Right? Same thing with Trinidad. So this text that I've been waiting on, in response to the question about copyright, we have a text here that says, but can't the media post? So if I post a song unregistered on a social media platform, isn't the media post itself proof of who had the first concept? And I think that's a little risky because you could have created a song but not had the opportunity to post it yet.
Yeah.
Post it first and still win.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you. Texter, another text. Aaron, that's a serious song. Place Scandal in the Family, please. Back in the day, boys go to jail or go to get... Or the girl gets pregnant, the whole family is embarrassed in the neighborhood and in the church. Sometimes the grandparents, who are the head of the family, would send them to the family islands or to the States to hide for a while. Yeah, I mean, that is a very, in our national catalog, that's one of the songs, that's one of the realest experiences in the Bahamas. My sister had a similar experience where she was going on a date. And the gentleman came to the house, young man came to the house to pick her up. Fortunately or unfortunately, a distant cousin was visiting at that very same time. And she entered just as he was approaching. But when she saw who it was, because it was like, oh, Corey, you look good. You going out? She said, yeah, I'm going on a date. When she saw who the young man was, she said, "Urcha!" Screech, slam breaks. That's your cousin. I know you didn't know y'all was cousins. A little distant, but that's your cousin. And so they went to have drinks and talk about how they was almost cousins making dozens in the Bahamian parlance, right? But this is a real experience, and young people need to understand it, right? Because that's why you got to take your date home to meet your parents.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if not your parents, you go to church. That's why you got to take the community. If you're in a family island, the pastor... Because they know the births, and sometimes they know the secrets you don't know in the community. Thank you, Texter. I have my producer under heavy pressure today, though, because I want him to play George Simmons at J.P. Morgan. Then I wanted him to have to ask you, sir, if Ed Moxie is the Bahamian Fela Kuti. That boy carry on bad, and grand, expansive performance, you know?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah, so let's get to this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
And I'm great. And good morning to your guests.
Morning.
And to everyone. Aaron, I think that I have a friend, close friend, is a Bahamian entertainer. And it's so sad, right, when he goes to perform with the group, that he's the leading person. And to see the scraps, all right, you know, I can be real with it, the scraps that they get for performing as Bahamians in their own country. But let me say the flip side of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, 3 years ago, they had something in Miami Gardens. I think it was Miami Gardens, if I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an offer to go over there, to showcase his talent. And the warm welcome, along with their pay, the pay, the money, was something that he said to me, he said, DeWitt, from I've been doing opening concerts and different things in the Bahamas, in particular into Nassau. What he made for those, for that, I think it was two different nights they performed. Mm-hmm. What he made, he said he made that it takes him like about 2 years in the Bahamas to make what he made in two nights.
Wow.
You know, yeah. And I don't understand for the life of me why is that the Bahamian musicians are not being pushed. We push the athletes. You know, we push basketball stars, baseball stars, and everything who are Bahamian. But what happened to the musicians? Why are they not being pushed? Well, what, I mean, why is it that, as I understand, and I am bitterly against it until it comes to really to the limelight, that we, you know, the hurricane victims, they're about to have some sort of gospel concert for them, and they want to bring in an artist. I don't see the reason why. And we have so many talented Bahamian gospel artists, break and scrape, every different type of music. Why do we have to consistently bring people in? You know what? And the thing about it, when we bring those people in, the attention when the Bahamian artists come on afterward, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
All right? So at the end of the day, you know, I encourage people, and I encourage whoever have hand in this. Those persons in Grand Bahama and Abaco were affected, and they're having a gospel concert. I think that every person on that
should be Bahamian.
Should be a Bahamian.
Thank you. But listen.
And before I go, Ms. Green, let me say this. Do not, please, have no concert in Nassau
for
those persons. You have enough gospel artists. You can share it between Grand Bahama and Abaco. They were affected, not Nassau.
I got you. I understand.
Have a good day, sis.
Absolutely. Right. I think a part of it is to try and capture the people who have been displaced and may be permanently displaced and now living in New Providence, right? I think that's a part of the concert in Nassau. The next thing is this. I feel you. Bahamian, Bahamian, Bahamian. But how do we say no to those that want to join in this moment, that want to be a part of this grand event to honor those who have been lost, right? And so we have to shift the culture, right? A friend of mine said, listen, if you have a foreigner playing, like when Dexter Dapps came, I want to do something special for the holiday. I could have opportunities to hear Bahamians all the time, mm-hmm. but sometimes I want to do something special. So I think it really is a matter of blending the foreign and the Bahamian and shifting the culture so we appreciate. We got to celebrate our Bahamian artists like the foreigners they perform with celebrate them. You need to see that, how they celebrate our Bahamian artists when they come to perform with them. We got one more call, and I'm listening out for Lady E, Lady Erica Simonette. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes,
okay,
I can.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Great. I just wanted to give some perspective from a Bahamian artist. And I think looking out on stage, you know, I feel the love, especially from the family islands. And especially I've had opportunities, of course, I've traveled to Dubai. I've traveled all over the world, and I've represented the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bahamians particularly need to understand, firstly, there's a big part of education that's missing mm-hmm. with the appreciation of Bahamian artists
mm-hmm.
and Bahamian music. And there's a distinct difference. The difference is that me as a Bahamian artist, I can go out there and I can sing any genre of music, and that makes me a Bahamian artist singing pop like Johnny Kemp. Or if you look at Rihanna, who's Bajan,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't sing Bajan music. She sings pop or R&B or whatever she decides to sing. However, she is Bajan, and you can consider her a Bajan musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference. What I see that we are lacking these days is that we're lacking that pride and awareness that what we have, as indigenous as it is, it's very, very special, and that we need to guard it. See, I may sing soca-esque type music, but mm-hmm. I also realize that, like Blind Blake, indigenous sound, that also is the core of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Destro Garcia cannot come in the Bahamas and sing Bahamian music better than me.
Right.
and I cannot go in Trinidad and sing soca music better than Destra.
I put a dollar on it, though.
There's an understanding. And see, when you ask a Jamaican about pride, and you say, who is the best music? What is the best music to Jamaican? Jamaican is going to say, dancehall, reggae music. You know, when you ask a Haitian man or woman, the majority of them are going to say, it's compa music. You know, that's our music. We love compa. A lot of Bahamians seem to lack that pride, and it's not all. I can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's not all, but we're lack to embrace ourselves, embrace mama and papa music, and find a way to make it appealing in our own indigenous way.
All right. Let me ask you this question. What is your favorite fusion? Because right now when Munnings mentioned Charlie Adamson, right? That's that Gombe era. Oh, I want to hear some Gombe remix, some Gombe rake and scrape fusion. I want to hear some of your younger artists redo some Gombe songs, man. What's your favorite sounds to put together?
Let's understand something.
Yeah.
Bahamian music. What is Bahamian music?
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian music is Junkanoo, rake and scrape, and Gombe.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Fred Ferguson and persons like you would hear Eric Ward from Bohemian or nothing, you know, they're advocates for these things because it's where we need to know what is our core, who we are. See, when you talk about fusions, then you're talking about the mix of rake and scrape with like a dancehall drop beat, like how you would hear the road them dig up.
Yeah.
The road them dig up. You know, but you can hear that the Bahamian music is dominant in that genre. You know, you have certain artists that are Bahamians as well, like Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz does rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's also a Bahamian artist. He's from the Bahamas. He's Bahamian, so that makes him a Bahamian artist.
Yes.
So I think that my best type of music that I like, particularly, is when you take the Junkanoo, and you mix it with the pop, like how Bahaman has done it. So they've perfected it. I think that their formula for fusing Junkanoo music and taking it to the worldwide market where it's still something special, I think that all of the Bahaman crew, all of the T-Connection, especially before back in the day, when you listen to, what was the song, Gombe Time.
Yeah.
You know, Gombe Time, still you can hear all of the Junkanoo elements in that song. So, you know, it's all about right now. What I try to do is I go to the school, and the young kids get it. They know when they listen to Bahamian Trey and they hear Spicy D sing, "You Should Know I'm a Bahamian from the Bahamas."
Yeah.
They know the difference between rap, reggae, Junkanoo, rake and scrape. They can hear the difference. It's just that we need to take the time to appreciate what we have at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we go outside and before we really worship anything else, even though the marketing of Sony and all of those other international entities make it hard not to embrace other cultures, we need to create a market. We need to pump money into ourselves. We need to pump love into ourselves so that we can grow as a country.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Interesting points.
Thank you very, very much, Lady E, a stakeholder in the community. I see we got another caller there, producer. You let me know when you're ready. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Morning.
Okay, I just listened to the lady a while ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying we need to, I guess she's referring to the government or the official, whoever made the decision to bring the foreigners here, right?
Right.
But us as Bahamian, let's say me, you, and her.
Mm-hmm.
We need to appreciate our Bahamian artists more as a country, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They have a concert. I'm not saying that what they're doing is right, because I'm highly against that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let them have a concert. Let a Sweet Emily or Eugene, let them have a concert here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how much Bahamian person like me, yourself, and her will show up there.
But
no, I'm not. I'm just using. Okay.
You're talking the truth.
And native. You know, we don't support our own.
Yeah.
Okay. Now a foreigner will come and we ram that rum right out. No standing ground.
Yeah.
But anytime you see us as Bahamian, like a Embley or whoever show up on stage, we tend not to even find a dollar to say that we're gonna support them. And I have a problem with, do we have a musician union? Who do they consult when they even bring in these foreigners here?
Right, right.
Why would they make the decision without confronting the musician? Do they have a say as to who they bring in here?
Right, the event organizers and promoters.
Thank you very much. They should be highly against it. This has been happening, this has been happening for some time now.
I feel you.
I feel highly like it needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been going on for too long.
And even if we can't, like, you know, to find, like, a compromise, if I were someone to attend an Atlantis concert where they bring in international guests, mm-hmm. I would also demand that you dedicate the same amount of space to Bahamian artists,
exactly.
Right? So
if
once a quarter you bring in a top line foreigner, mm-hmm. well, then I say twice a quarter mm-hmm. or once a month minimum,
yeah.
you need to have a headline of Bahamian artists the tourists.
But during the election time, you know, you could do that because more than likely it's your money you're spending, right? When you're bringing them now, whose money is it? Mm. Is it not ours?
Mm. Thank you, ma'am. Thank
that's
you.
That's the thing. Okay,
yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Absolutely appreciate it. So I got a text here that says, when you bring people in, you also bring in the eyes of the wider world to your issues, unless we wish to be a people unto ourselves. And so it's saying sort of don't be afraid of, bringing in other artists and cross fusion.
That's the reason why Sir Lyndon had made it a policy back in the day. He said, when you bring in a foreign artist, we want a Bahamian artist to be the opening act. So the same point you made just now,
mm-hmm.
when they see that they pay attention to the foreign artists, so the Bahamian artists get the same kind of exposure.
Right.
And so that's an excellent point you made.
Right, and it's an example of legislating protection
yeah.
for the industry. All right, I got a text here I want to read. It's sort of in reference to what Lady E was saying. And the person is saying, Biggie Smalls was Jamaican. He did straight hip-hop. But I want to say to the texter, but hip-hop was created by the descendants of Caribbean migrants and by Caribbean people actively in the music industry, fusion of sound. So hip-hop is equally Jamaican and Bahamian and American, equally. Fife Dawg's mummy is Trinidadian. Biggie Smalls' mummy was Jamaican. T-Connection and Tony McKay been influencing producers throughout the East Coast
yeah.
for decades.
Definitely.
As hip-hop was coming on stream, you know, and so it's sort of hard to extricate nationality in that sense, you know, but I want to thank you. Texan, it's a real argument, right? It's a real discussion. Is your music Bahamian just because you are a Bahamian, you know, and so, like, with classical music, can it ever be Bahamian, right? Is it ever Bahamian composition? But have we ever looked at the evolution of the use of the fiddle and the violin through rake and scrape and Bahamian expression of music? If we did, we may see that Bahamians may, I haven't done research, but they may have been responsible for a global trend in violin playing, right? They may have introduced it. And as some people say, man, Aaron, you just bigging up your head. But Bertrand Williams, the actor, is that his name?
Yeah, Williams, yeah.
The most prolific actor at the time, an African actor at the time. And so I believe we influence the world in this way. In fact, in your theaters right now is a movie called Nope by Jordan Peele, who he says this is based loosely on Tony McKay or Obeah-Man character,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you got to believe in yourself that you are influencing the world equally or more than the world is influencing you.
I always believe the question is wrong when they say, what is Bahamian music? Mm-hmm. The question really should be, what is indigenous to the Bahamas? You see, so when you ask what is Bahamian music, mm-hmm. like Erica said earlier, all those different genres and stuff, they could be seen as Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
So the question should be, well, what is music
indigenous
to
the
Bahamas?
Bahamas.
Yes.
Absolutely. I got two more calls, Mr. Scavella. This is a hot conversation, man. Oh, and I got a bunch of texts. I'm sorry, Texas. Good morning, callers. Call you on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Good morning. I'm Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't mean to call back, but I just wanted to just engage me for just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have, right now, you have a name like, a name brand like Ms. Barisam, and you got like Buju, and they come to the Bahamas to start, on a Saturday. Y'all people who call in and saying you need international, American, or whoever, foreign singers. And then you have an all-star concert of Bohemians that same Saturday at a different venue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sit and ask yourself today, where would the majority of that money go? Would it go to Buju them, or would it go to the Bohemian artists as far as people patronizing and supporting their music? All right, you can't have a bit. You can't. Ain't nobody in this country that I have ever seen have an all-star have something right now to the Sports Center. Let's go in the Sports Center.
Dude, why are you talking about me so bad? Because from you say Buju
as a Bohemian artist.
Yeah.
But never. You could have Bohemian artists have tickets and they could go spider web. Some Bohemians ain't supported like they support the foreign artists.
Yeah.
But when people can text and call your talk show and say that. You need Bohemian artists you need American artists for what? For what? And you have the same type of Bohemian artist, right, who goes in other countries than their own country.
Yeah. Thank you, DeWitt. I appreciate the passionate defense of the space, right? Because it needs that fierce defending. Even if we end in a compromise and negotiate, it needs that fierce defending. Good morning, call you on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good
morning,
good.
Lynx Kabbalah.
Morning.
How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Lynx Kabbalah.
Yes. Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron Green.
Yes,
you mentioned
sir.
T-Connection.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's T-Connection in the 70s, that's the best thing we had in this country, right?
One of, man.
No, one of.
I was born in the 70s, man.
You Johnny Come Lately was on. You never see T-Connection perform.
That's you absolutely correct.
I can guarantee because I know
you right.
I saw them perform. The best. But
yeah.
You know what? It only recently I realized where with Coakley get that bad bass playing style from and Theophilus Coakley get his bad piano playing from.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here. Listen to Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey Lewis is the inspiration of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shannon Starr, and all of those songs.
Okay.
If you listen to Ramsey Lewis, and I'm talking about, he has songs with T-Connection, Kirkwood Coakley, and Theophilus Coakley. He's playing like this orchestra style, stereo or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, when I listen to Ramsey Lewis, T-Connection and Ramsey Lewis sounds identical. But Ramsey Lewis has been out there long before T.
I got you.
And the inspiration of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, I mean, we understand that Bohemian music, we try to say what Bohemian music is. Even even all the show fans and all of those guys, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, like, music is music, right?
Right.
And it's what you bring out of the music. And,
yeah.
And I mean, as an artist, to gravitate or to cause people to gravitate to that particular song. And if it's good. That means, you know, it becomes a hit and then people recognize that particular song has been played and it lasts a very long time. And, you know, now in this time, I guess I was artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we, as artists, we don't have that kind of disabled, undogmatic kind of, to say, slate,
mm-hmm.
a blank sheet of paper. If, when you go to write a song, the sheet is blank. When you go to write the music, the sheet is blank.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes from the heart and the mind and the spirit and the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way you put it together to make it enticing enough for people to gravitate to it. And I think that's the magic behind any music.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's a great songwriter, too, and a great bass player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramsey Lewis.
The gentleman who just called.
Tell me his name. He never tell me his name.
We call him Drex.
Drex?
Yeah.
Drex, you two are a... Legend, man. You two are a legend. Okay. I have a text here that says, Pat Ramming sings Package Deal.
Mm.
Right. I can find that. Boy, I'm going to play some song, but I got callers on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, quickly, Aaron. Do you know Two Live Crew?
Bohemian? Bohemian Roots?
Yes, his mother is from here.
Yeah.
The owner of Two Live Crew, Uncle Luke.
Yeah.
I didn't simply need to interview him and ask him who his mother was and his
if you could
history.
Get a connection to him, I got to ask him to come on my show.
His mother was a foot Bahamian.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And see, now there's a link for me to the double entendre gay music at Gombe era and coming forward because Two Live Crew is very comfortable being that rude, you know? And they took over the world. I mean, they were just so popular. But I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron, I call back. What I want to say, right?
Yes.
The Bahamian artists need to know how to hold a congregation.
They have to become performers as well, yes.
Yes, you see, if you just want to go out there and make a record and stuff like that, or sing, you can sing, and can't hold an audience,
yeah,
then anything happening. If you can hold an audience, then you're going to get around the world.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hear it.
Thank you.
The audience.
Thank you, Bremen.
Good point.
That's it right there. You got to be a performer. You got to bring that magic. Yeah. And so, two quick stories, but please jump in. Michelle Montano performed the Garland at the first Music Masters.
I wanted to tell you about that, yes.
Well, you look here, you tell us, because that, but he performed that like he almost get married to the Garland himself.
Yeah.
You know, he came in and he performed it like D. Marcus performed it, man.
Oh, yeah, it was great when he took off with that, and I think he planned that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I'll just play some of our stuff, so when they come, I can play some of your stuff. And it came off pretty good.
Oh, I mean, look here. I've known Montano a long time, but that moment right there,
yeah.
Montano could get Bahamian.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. So we got to go to a break. I'm going to tell you what this is right now. J.P. Morgan by George Simonet. See, because I thought this was the J.P., that like this was the context for the song, you see?
As soon as they were seated, Lizzie grabbed the bill of fare. She called the waiter to her and ordered everything that's there. Bill said, honey, I know you're hungry, but I don't like to squeal. But who do you suppose is going to pay for such a meal? I'll be satisfied to buy you two or three things that I hear. But this appetite you've got tonight will break a millionaire. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. There ain't no banks on Wall Street that belong to me. Forget your champagne appetite, for the best you'll get is beer tonight. My name is Morgan, but it ain't.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I'm not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Show, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. This is Erin Green sitting in today. And we're extending our Culture Thursday conversation into this hour. Now, that looking at that last song, the song that just brought us back in is A Perfect Day at Small Hope Bay. Duke Hannah and his Caribbeans. I didn't know that Duke Hannah was a musician until it was brought to my attention, and then I found the song.
Yeah. Duke was a hell of a performer as well.
He had that, and you could tell he had that gravitas, man. He had the gravitas. Yeah. He had that energy about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, I would say that Bahamians are performers, right? We have talent. We got talent, but a sort of a lower talent musician could still perform a song and you would think they're the best musician in the world.
Yeah. One of the favorite songs I like with Duke also was a song called Take Your Bundle and Leave and Go. I don't know if you heard that one.
No, I wish somebody would have told me that one time so I could tell them something. Take your bundle and leave and go.
Yes.
Is that where Georgie Bundle come from, or is he taking George? That's like your Georgie Bundle. Take your bundle and leave. He didn't just say go, you know, and he didn't just say leave. He say leave and go.
Yeah, that's a really funny song.
Yeah, I got to find that. I'm gonna reach out to Miss Margot Blackwell.
Yeah,
former lecturer. Yeah, right. And oh wow, take your bundle
and leave and go.
And leave and go. Okay, so we got some calls on the line. Let's get to these callers. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Sorry we missed you. Let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Oh, producer, I'm touching buttons. I think we're trying to get through to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Sorry, we lost both of you. We had to go to that break, though, so if you can, please call back. And so I got some texts here. Good morning, Erin and your guest. Great Bahamian show. All in the package deal is Mr. Pat Ramming. We are listening from Grand Bahama. It's Mayor Grand Bahama. I just want to say thank you. Dear Mr. Pat Ramming, I ain't gonna never forget that's your song, okay? I ain't gonna never forget. Another text, our children don't have an identity crisis. We need to understand that it is about the African in us. It identifies with reggae more than any other genre. Now, the first part of this, I agree. It's the African in us. But here's where we are gonna expand the conversation. Yele from Africa is like a raw reggae. Mm-hmm. And some people will even say that reggae is a combination of ska, is like yele being introduced to Jamaica and then coming up through Jamaican experiences, right? And so I would argue yele is in sort of an indigenous sound, right? And Jamaican reggae is born out of the Jamaican experience of that indigenous African sound. Now, we have an indigenous sound as well, and that's rake and scrape, yeah. and the gombe beat,
yeah,
right? And that's our beat. The gombe beat is ours.
Definitely.
And Jamaica has a different beat that's theirs, you know? But that doesn't mean that what we're yearning for is Jamaican, mm-hmm. right? And I think you're saying that, Texter, that it's an Africanness, right? But what we need to do is expand those parts of rake and scrape. Like, for instance, I only get one gripe with contemporary Bahamian artists, and I can't even call it a gripe. Can't even be that serious. But I wish there's more bass, drum and bass. I wish there's more Afro drum.
Yeah.
In the expansion and evolution of Bahamian music. Mm-hmm. A couple of my favorite songs of fusions is My Candidate by Sketch and I think Rick Carey, where they took the Junkanoo drum beat put it in very gently through it.
Yeah.
I love that. And then Boy by Giovanni and NXT or something like that. Mm-hmm. A new sort of fusion of a Junkanoo sound,
yeah.
right? I love that.
The song was Sketch, Carey. Jay Michaels used to play that all the time. It was amazing that a young artist like him could have produced something like that. You know, it's really great.
That boy, Rick Carey,
yeah.
He's super talented.
Oh, yeah. Sketch and Rick, yeah.
He's super, super talented. And that's why I say it can't even be a gripe, mm-hmm. because you can't diminish your talent. You know, my overwhelming desire for y'all to put more Afro drum and beat and bass in your music is strong, but it still doesn't diminish the quality of your work, you know?
You are aware that Sketch and Rick are brothers, right? There's two different artists.
I don't follow Handsome Man, Mr. Scavella. That's why I don't know nothing about you neither. But that's good to know. It's talent that comes up through the family,
right,
hey.
Yes.
Let's see, we got a couple more calls here. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning.
Yes.
This is me calling back.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, like I started to say, had more people visited the Junkanoo Festival, Summer Junkanoo Festival that they had on Anwaki,
mm-hmm.
believe you me, they would have seen some entertainment.
Yeah.
They had some artists. Now, they did have some that was dry runs. I call it dry run because the music was okay, but they didn't perform it, you know, the way
right.
it sounded, so it made it a little dry for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of those musicians, especially on that last night, we rocked and we sweat outside in that nice 1 o'clock night air. We were sweating.
Man, y'all gotta go to bed, man. That's the second reason why I can't come out there.
Yeah. But it was awesome to see. And then the night that Funky D performed, he got off the stage, he got into the crowd, and he had Bohemians perform.
Yeah.
I was amazed to see the young people out there that was enjoying those Bohemian music.
Yeah.
It's just that Bohemians like free teams.
Well.
Now, we had to pay for that same thing.
Yeah.
Most of us probably would not. I would have been there because I love Bohemian music. Most of us probably would not have been there.
By most of us, you mean me. A little challenge economically.
I'm sorry to call you out.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have, sir, I'm going to just finish these texts because I kept them for a long time. Erin, reggae is being neglected in Jamaica, actually, because of the dancehall movement. A white U.S. reggae group won the Grammys this year because they took their craft serious and went on tour all year, money or not, to get their name out there. That's why they won a Grammy. Well, the style of reggae, because we talked about it on the show. I was a little in my feelings. I'm not even Jamaican. I mean, I've been to Jamaica 3 times, but I ain't Jamaican fully yet, right? Their form, their style, the genre is Cali reggae. Right, it's a California reggae, and I think it it was just more accessible to the world than the dancehall heavy list of nominees, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a lot of, but it feels like a gentrification of reggae, right? But it, not just their album, that whole genre of reggae to me feels like a gentrification, but my opinion doesn't diminish the quality of their work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you callers coming. Hi, Miss Green. The group Frame had well-attended shows back in the day. Do you know of the group Frame, F-R-A-M-E?
I know Fame, a group called Fame.
Okay, okay. Yeah. This may have been a typo.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Texas. I will start.
Lawrence Major Jr.
Lawrence Major.
And Greg Douglas.
Jr. Greg Douglas?
Yeah. There are two of the guys that I remember.
All right. Let's go to this call quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Aaron Green.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you today?
Good, good.
You know, great show you're having as usual. I want to your last caller comment.
Yes.
You know, Aaron, I'm a taxi driver, and like she said, that last night was mm-hmm. electrifying. You know, the thing about it is I want to speak to the financial part of it or the economic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the summer months is when our season really drops. And that is a very an excellent idea. And I'm glad that the two administration didn't drop that idea because government's supposed to be continuous.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing is I think it should be about 12 weeks, the whole summer. Why say that? There is people who are actually selling their wares. They can get the school children ready for school by making a little extra couple of dollars. Our visitors was so happy and was so elated. I had a guest from Trinidad. They said, man, listen, that jungle was on par with Carnival. They've never seen anything like it. And they talked me to the street to Atlantis about that. Aaron, this is a very good thing. It is a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should capitalize on it and extend it.
Absolutely. I for that.
It's a win-win situation for the economic side standpoint or the economic side for all of the vendors who sell in their wares can make extra couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The nightlife is dead in the Bahamas, but that nightlife out there, if we could piggyback on it, it would bring nightlife back to the Bahamas because a lot of my visitors said, they don't come out because there's hardly any nightlife or nothing authentic mm-hmm. people to see.
Yes.
We have to be able to actually pull them tourists out of them touristic areas and in the hotel where 90% of that revenue goes back over to the country.
Yep. There you go. Absolutely. I want to thank you very much. I'm all out of time, but it's a wonderful contribution. It is great to hear from people on the ground, right?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Like he said, the taxi ride was lit going back because the guests were so excited about what they were able to experience. You hear that music? That means it's time to wrap it up, Mr. Scavella. Tell the people how they can contact you or an association, like a union, to learn more about the industry.
Oh, they could contact me at 558-9512 anytime.
558-9512. All right. Thank you very much. To the texters, I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of them. A prophet has no honor in his own town. Aaron, reggae is more than sound. It's about the lyrics also. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Thank you for joining me today on the Clock and Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. Enjoy the day.
Let's go. It's time for that voting time. The pressure is low. The host is on low.